It's 8:42. It's Monday morning with the Musers. We just reviewed the Maguire Sosa 30 for 30, long gone summer. Boy, I was looking at the home run leaders. I had totally forgotten this until I saw it this morning. So Maguire that year hits 70. The next year he hits 65.
Wow.
Like in my mind, he went back to 48 or something, or 49. He hit 65 the next year.
Man.
Then 2 years later, Barry Bonds hit 73, and that whole era was just a crazy era. Well, we have a phone number for Mark Maguire, so he's agreed to let us call him this morning. Hopefully he'll answer. Jer, let's dial up Mark Maguire and see what he thought of the 30 for 30. I think like all of us, he sat down and watched it.
Hello?
Mark Maguire, please.
Oh, top of the morning to you, Musers.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I just be sitting here clean as a whistle after washing me shillelagh with me favorite soap.
What soap is that?
You know exactly what soap it is.
Irish Spring?
No, I like Dove. It is a bit softer on the skin.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
But I can see why you would assume the other one.
Yeah. Well, we're calling to see if you got a chance to sit down last night and watch the 30 for 30 and what you thought of it.
Unfortunately, I have it on my DVR and I'm going to watch it. But I tell you, I wish they didn't air that thing.
Why?
It just brings up the whole steroid thing again, and I'd be trying to distance from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have some regret there?
I have a lot of regret there, Jub-Jub. A lot of regret there. But I still do them steroids all the time.
Oh, Mark! Oh,
I tell you, I eat steroid pills like Tic Tacs. I'm just a total cookie monster with those steroid pills. And I also walk around with an IV tree just pumping the roids into me anus.
Into your anus? Yes, Mark, you're not playing anymore. You don't need these.
Well, you know, I still like to dominate the kids and whiff a ball out back.
Yeah, you don't need it for that.
You know, I'm so glad to hear from you guys because I thought about you the other day.
What day was that?
Oh, just the other day I was having breakfast with Bono. And I know
you guys
are big fans.
Oh, wow. Man. That's great.
Yeah, having breakfast with Bono here in Belfast. And he said that he said several things about the whole steroid scandal that were really interesting.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know what they are because I tuned him out because he's such a self-important ass.
Okay,
I'll take a shot at Bono.
Oh, wait, I didn't know you lived
about
in
this and that. He was in one ear, out the other, you know.
You live in Belfast?
I sure do. That's right.
Very Irish.
Belfast, California. That's right.
Okay.
But of course, I still travel with a band of leprechauns. I travel with a band of leprechauns, so.
Who's in your band?
Well, they don't have names. It's just Leprechaun 1, Leprechaun 2, that sort of thing. Okay. You know, they got to guard the pots of gold that I earned over my long and illustrious career. Hey, you guys live in Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tell that bastard David Faraday to start returning my text, would you?
Okay, we will.
He never texts me back.
I would think he would.
I don't understand why he doesn't. Mm-mm. He should.
Yeah.
Why do all us Irish guys always say a statement that sounds like a question?
That's a good question.
It is, isn't it? See, that
yes.
was went the other way there.
You did.
So I've been hanging out with my other Irish friends since David Faraday won't text me back. I've been hanging out with St. Patrick and Conor McGregor and Kevin McHale and Pete O'Brien and Danny Boy and Shaquille O'Neal's. You know, all the Irish.
Sure.
All the famous Irish athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Hang out together. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I have a friend. I have a friend who likes to pleasure himself onto old army surplus equipment. Did you know that about me?
No. Who is that friend?
Yeah. The other day he was leaving our apartment. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to get some Army surplus equipment and do me reproductive business on it. And I say, what, you're going to get some M1 rifles for orgasms? And he says, no, tanks for nothing.
Oh, my.
Tanks. Gosh. Tanks.
What a stretch.
See you, George. Good morning.
You never made a stretch like that at first base.
Well, that's too bad. I thought he would have watched it.
Yeah, that is a bummer. All right, there he is, Mark McGuire, on our phone.